Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
I'd like to call the Monday, March 1st Bids and Purchases Committee meeting to order. First off is a approval of the minutes.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve the minutes. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Next item of business is public comments. Is anyone here that would like to make public comments on bids and purchases? Seeing none, we'll move to the next item, which is award of a contract for rolling trash carts. Ms. Kotoff?
Yes, sir. This is the annual plan to replace older trash cans with the new stronger rolling trash carts capable and compatible with our fully automated trash trucks. This is for the purchase of 6,000 carts. The solicitation was sent out. However, there is only one authorized dealer of these carts in South Carolina. The distributor bid $349,890 with a responsive and responsible bid. It is therefore recommended that we award the contract to Amick Equipment Company Incorporated in this amount.
Any questions of Ms. Kotoff? Seeing none. Sir. Ms. Kotoff, this is within budget, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Is there a motion?
I make a motion we approve the recommendation as submitted by staff.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve the recommendation provided by staff. Any discussion? Seeing none, call for the question. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Next item of business, I think, is something that Mr. Santos requested at the last meeting, which is a discussion regarding our local vendor partnership report. Ms. Kotoff?
Yes, sir. This is an update on the town's local vendor partnership program. With the implementation of our new financial system, it's been a while since our last report. So to refresh everyone on the program, here's some background information. This program is in the town's procurement code. Shown here are the eligibility requirements. It is for goods and non-professional services in the town for the town. During evaluation of the bids, vendors in the program are compared at a discounted rate as shown compared to other vendors. If the discount then has them as the lowest, most responsive, and responsible bidder, they would be chosen. However, they would still receive the full amount of the bid, not the evaluated discounted amount. Through February 17th, local vendors comprise 17% of the town's vendor non-compensation expenditures. And then if you have any questions or comments, I'll be glad to take those.
Any questions from the committee?
So the local vendors, this is since we started the program, we've spent $5,414,000.
That is since July 1st, this fiscal year.
Wow. So do we have, I guess, is there any way we can see about how much we've done throughout the years, a total, or no?
I certainly can provide that. We used to provide a quarterly report. I can go back to those and show comparison. There are actually, this is all local vendors. Actually, in the partnership
right.
program are 44.
That's amazing. I'd love to see that total since we first did it, just to see, to let our businesses and know how much money we're actually spending inside the town. But that's amazing. Thank you for those figures.
Yes, sir.
And Ms. Kotoff, I asked the question prior to the committee meeting, if there are any issues in terms of federal guidelines on having a local preference for our vendors. And I thought you gave me a good answer, but I'd like to have it on the record because it was a number of years ago a question whether or not having a local preference provided any issues in terms of federal laws.
We did this in 1997 or so, so it's been a long time since this has been going on. Nobody's challenged us that I know of.
There are no, when it comes to a federal award, we abide by all the federal solicitation. In fact, our procurement officer used to handle federal awards in a different position, so she's very aware of them. Also, sometimes with federal awards, there are other programs that come into play, like minority businesses or women run. So no, sir, our program does not conflict. However, we make sure that the priority is that we abide by all the federal regulations.
Thank you.
Well said.
Mr. O'Rourke, do you have any questions?
I do not.
Okay. And this was simply an item on the agenda for information. If we have any other items, seeing none, call for adjournment.
That was the first ordinance I ever wrote.
Oh, really?